Shalom Aleichem. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Erev Shabbat Mishpatim, Mishneh Yomi is starting chapter 4 in Shavuot with a new type of Shavua, Shvuat Ha'edut, an oath of testimony. Now, this is actually based on a pasuk, the first verse in chapter 5 of Vayikra Leviticus. V'nefesh kitecheta, a person will sin. Why? V'shama kol Allah. He hears the sound of an oath. They're asking him through the force of an oath. V'hu eid, because he was a witness. O ra, o yada, or he saw, or he knew testimony. Im lo yagid, if he doesn't tell over the testimony, v'nasa ovano, then he will bear the sin. The idea being that Jews are required, if it's possible, and they're qualified, to go to court and testify on behalf of their fellow man. So if they don't do so and they swear that they don't know anything about the case, they can make an oath that they then could violate. So the Mishnah continues, this is noheget, this applies be'enoshim v'lo v'noshim. It applies to men and not women. Only men are hauled into court and made to give testimony. Berchokim, only to non-relatives, v'lo bekrovim, because a karov, a relative, is not qualified to testify in someone's behalf. B'kasherim v'lo b'sulim. It applies to people who are qualified to give testimony in court, but people are pasul to give testimony, such as gamblers, people who kind of do this gray area, quasi-stealing kind of thing. They're simply not qualified. Though, as the Gemara teaches in Sanhedrin, if the gamblers break their dice, you know, they burn their cards, they give it up, and they're not going to do it again at all, then we would accept them. And therefore it only applies only to men who are actually able to testify in this case. That's where, if they make an oath that they don't know anything about the case, they can't testify, that's when they're in trouble. The Mishnah adds, bifnei beitin, whether they're in court, shelo bifnei beitin, or they're not in court, mipi atzmo, as long as he says it out of his own mouth, an oath that he's, you know, he's making an oath that he doesn't know anything to testify about. Mipi acherim, if other people are asking him to swear, ein chayavin ashiyich ruben bebeitin. He's not liable unless he denies it in court. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's according to Rabbi Meir. So if there's some sort of summons process and one of the litigants hauls these two guys into court, remember we always need two witnesses at least, and he asks them to testify. You know, he knows that he at least he thinks that they saw the event and they can testify. And he says, "Ashpiachani," as we learned yesterday, somebody could ask someone else to swear. And if he says amen, or he goes ahead and continues to deny knowing something in court, that's when he's liable, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim, I mean, the other sages say, "Bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi acherim," whether the witness himself is stating an oath that he doesn't know anything, or other people are saying, are you willing to swear that you don't know anything about the case? Einan chayavin, the witnesses are not liable, ad sheyichru b'hen b'beitin, until they deny it in court. On to the Mishnah Bet, the chayavin ol zedon shvua. And these witnesses are liable if they are purposefully making an oath that they don't know something, when in fact they did see something, they saw the transaction, or whatever event the litigant is requesting testimony about. Vol shigagata, or they're mistaken about the fact they'll be in trouble, im zedon ha'edut, but they know on purpose that they knew something and they are withholding the information. So they don't realize they're going to get punished for this oath, but they do realize that they have something to say and they're denying it. Ve'einan chayavin ol shegagata. But they're not liable if they really truly forgot the fact that they happened to see this event. They really don't remember, they really don't think they were there, and they're not, you know, they're onus, basically, in this case. They're making a shavua because their complete assumption is that they were not there and they're not qualified to be witnesses. Uma chen chayavin, and what are they liable, al zedon shavua, for intentionally violating this prohibition of making an oath that they don't know anything when in fact they do, carbon ole v'yored. Again, like the shvuat bitui, it's a carbon that changes in value depending on the wealth of the person at fault. Tizku le mitzvot, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.